The $9.2 billion credit card transfer, EPA permit changes, and Indonesia's dying reefs. A Harvard Business School working paper circulating on Hacker News quantified a wealth transfer that economists have described qualitatively for years. Credit card rewards programs move approximately $9.2 billion annually from lower-income to higher-income consumers. The mechanism is straightforward. Retailers accepting credit cards embed interchange fees into uniform prices paid by all customers regardless of payment method. Cash and basic card users subsidize those fees while receiving none of the rewards they fund. Premium card holders collect cash back, miles, and points financed by everyone. The effect is regressive because lower-income consumers disproportionately pay with cash or non-rewards cards, while higher-income consumers disproportionately hold premium rewards products. The thread surfaced the antitrust history underlying the payment system. Card network rules historically prohibiting merchants from surcharging credit card users faced legal challenge as potential violations of Section 1 of the Sherman Act, which prohibits agreements restraining trade. The Supreme Court's 2018 Ohio v. American Express decision sided with Amex, holding that two-sided platforms serving both merchants and cardholders require competitive effects analysis across both sides simultaneously. Antitrust scholars continue to debate the ruling. Practically, it protects a system in which premium cardholders benefit and the cost is distributed across all consumers. Surcharging credit card users is now legal in most U.S. states but rarely practiced. The EPA's proposed change to air pollution permitting rules for data centers drew concern from HN's environmental commenters. The administration's stated rationale is removing regulatory barriers to AI infrastructure construction. The mechanism being changed is the public comment period currently required before large industrial facilities receive permits. Data centers in the current AI build cycle are large consumers of electricity and water and rely on diesel backup generators that represent significant local pollution sources. Removing the comment requirement does not eliminate that pollution. It reduces the procedural avenue through which neighboring communities can object to it. The Indonesia coral reef piece, sourced from Yale Environment 360, documented ongoing destruction by illegal blast fishing. Fishermen using homemade explosives to stun or kill fish at the cost of the reef structures that sustain fish populations over time. Indonesian law prohibits the practice, but enforcement across a 17,000 island archipelago with limited Coast Guard resources is described as essentially impossible in many areas. The economic logic follows the classic commons tragedy. Individual fishermen facing immediate economic pressure choose the high-yield short-term option even as it destroys the long-term resource. Commenters noted that coral reefs support roughly a quarter of all marine species and provide coastal protection to hundreds of millions of people, and that reef destruction timelines are measured in years while recovery timelines, where recovery is possible at all, are measured in decades.